you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Let's continue our message titled, Armed for Battle, But Unwilling to Fight.
Spang nit zuhai. And that's a Hebrew word which means to have the bowels yearn, to feel sympathy and pity. And a lot of times when you see these people out on the street, there's certain ones that you just feel more sympathy and pity than others. Something in your heart, it's almost like just a swelling in your heart goes out to that person. That's compassion. Allow it to move you from inactiveness into activeness. Sometimes I drive by and I don't feel a thing. Other times I drive by and something on the inside. And what is that word that God used for compassion? It means to have the bowels yearn to feel sympathy and pity. One person said, it's no chore for me to love the whole world. My only real problem is my neighbor next door. You know, it's easy for us to have love for the whole world. We'll be in church and we'll say, God, I love everybody. I love the whole world. But do we just love our neighbor enough to share the word with them when the opportunity comes? Do we love our fellow co-worker enough to share Jesus with us when the opportunity comes? Not on company time and when you're not supposed to be doing it, but when the opportunity comes. But God, I love the whole world. But the problem is not the whole world. The problem is the person who you really could do something for. I can't do anything for the whole world, but I can do something for my neighbor. I can do something for my fellow employee. I can do something for a family member. And so often those are the people we don't allow ourselves to be moved by compassion and minister to because they're family. They know us. We're ashamed. Allow compassion to motivate you and you'll find great, great joy and commitment. Contentment. If you go out and you act on those unctions, I've never felt greater than when I saw a bum on the street or I saw someone on the street that needed money and I went back and gave them some money. I've done that before. I mean, it's a great feeling. It's a great feeling because you obeyed God. It's a great feeling because you know you ministered to that person. You helped them. It's tremendous. If you don't want to be an inactive Christian who's ready for battle and doesn't go to work, then let compassion move you, just as Jesus allowed compassion to move him. There's a story of a rich man in England, and actually he's an Italian man, and this guy, he was wealthy, but he just had no satisfaction in life. Life was just so boring to him. It just, you know, I've got money, I've got this, nobody trusts me, everybody wants my money, I can't trust anybody, nobody treats me with respect. He says, I'm tired of this wretched life, I'll end it all. I'll go down to the river and I'll jump off the bridge. And he proceeded on his way down to the river, and a little boy just happened to be out there and he was pulling on his trouser leg. And he looks down, and this little boy says, sir, there's six of us. There's six of us in my family, we're dying for want of food, we're starving. Could you help us? Because the man was well-dressed, and the man looked, he said, well, I don't have any need for this money. Okay, I'll help you. So the boy drags him home. The man goes home, opens up the door, and the house is just, I mean, the place that they live in is just disgusting. It's just a scene of misery and poverty, and the people are just, I mean, the boy was barely had more than bones on his body. I mean, he was just sickly. But he came, and he got the man, and the man came in, and he looked. And his heart went out to those people. And he opened up his purse and he poured out all the money he had. And a certain joy came to him and he told the people, he said, I'll be back tomorrow with more. And that man went back and he never ever killed himself. He was tied up in despair because of nothing, but yet he got all his joy back when he went and gave out. When he allowed himself to be moved from inactiveness to activeness. There's a term I use called spiritual constipation, you know. When a person gets backed up spiritually, we all know what that means naturally. So you think in terms of spiritually, I'm so full of the word of God. I'm so full of tapes. I'm so full of sermons. I'm so full of this and I'm involved in the church, but you never ever give any of it out. You begin to get hard. You begin to get proud. You begin to stink in the nose of God because you have a certain self-righteousness about you that actually does not make you more amicable to ministering to people, but it pushes people away from you. Because you're so high and mighty now all of a sudden. You're Mr. or Mrs. Somebody. But I tell you what, when you allow compassion to move and you let that flow through you, as I always said, as a minister taught us in Bible school, if God can get it to you, if God can get it through you, God will get it to you. I want spiritual revelation for the purpose of being able to minister to other people, not so I can collect it all. Sure, I'll get my residual blessing from it because it's going through me and it's enlightening my mind and I'm getting understanding. But I read the Word and I study the Word and I listen to the tapes and I watch the television programs because I want to get something from God so I can have something to give from God. And when that's your motive, God, get it to me and I'll let you get it through me. God, I just keep it flowing.
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyfaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyfaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
And when that's your motive, God, get it to me and I'll let you get it through me. God, I just keep it flowing. As they say, you got to have a proper vertical relationship and you got to have a proper horizontal relationship. As you get from God, if you give out to people, it keeps flowing through you. If you get from God and you don't ever give it out, you just become proud. You become arrogant. Yes, in the Word of God, you become extremely knowledgeable, but it's the type of knowledge that just puffs up. It's the type of knowledge that if somebody were to say something to you about ministry, you got some harsh word. You know, well, I do this, do the other. The Word of God says, no love, no compassion for the person. Many people in life who come across your path, whom you can give the word to help them, to encourage them, to edify them. Remember, love builds up. And the knowledge is just going to tear you down and make you full of pride, puff you up, but love will build you up. Love will allow you to go and motivate you to give that word to that person. You know, well, I have tough times like that, too. But, you know, I always go to the Word of God when I feel like that. And the Word of God says such and such. Because just the way the Word of God encouraged you when you were down and you heard it, don't think it's lacking any power to encourage them. If you're that person who's armed for battle, and then you make yourself willing to go and fight, not unwilling to fight. Allowing compassion to motivate you, you'll find great joy and contentment. Some Christians have become spiritually constipated because they've not allowed compassion to flow out of their bowels to bless others. Some even to the point of wanting to end their life as that man did because they're just unhappy. The unhappier I get, the more I need to check. What am I doing? Am I not getting in the Word enough or am I not giving out enough of the Word? Somewhere the problem summed up to that. Either I'm not taking in enough to stay full and to stay joy and to keep my mind on the things of God, not my problems, or I'm not getting it out and I've gotten foot in. I've been both. I've been to where I had so much word and I hadn't given it out, it's like about to burst, you know? And then somebody just asks of you and you just explode on them, you got it built up so much. But we're supposed to be constantly taking in and constantly giving out and let compassion be the motive for us to minister. Let compassion be the motive for you to minister. Now, we've covered 2 points on why Christians are armed for battle and unable or unwilling to fight. We've covered those points, and I'm going to go on to a third point now, lack of love. Lack of love. Not only do you have to be moved by compassion, but you have to be moved by love. God the Father, it tells us in John 3:16, so loved the world that he gave. What was his motive to give? Love. God so loved the world. Do we really love the person whom we know we have an opportunity to minister to and we refuse to minister? We'd rather just see them suffering. Now, of course, we don't think of it like that. We think of it as, well, you know, somebody else will take care of it. Or, well, I don't have anything to say. I'm nobody. You're the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. So you definitely don't want to have any spiritual self-esteem problem. You're a child of the living God. You're anointed, appointed, and equipped to witness. You have everything you need, even if you can't do it as skillfully as the other person because you haven't practiced yourself in it. It's like a person who picks up a tennis racket for the first time says, I'll never play tennis because I'm not great at it. How do you become great at it? How do you become good at witnessing? How do you become good at giving out the words to somebody else? You got to practice it. You got to give it out. But I'll never play tennis until I'm great. Then I'll take up the game. What kind of sense does that make? I'll never go out and witness to anybody because I'm not equipped. Well, if you go out and you exercise yourself in the things of God, you become more equipped in the things of God. But the fact that you're born again, if God has done anything for you in your life, you've got that to share. If you believe you're born again and he's lifted you out of eternal hell and set you up and called you his son and his child, then you got something to share. My life was like that too, but God. Well, I used to feel like that, but God. You're just sharing your faith. You don't have to have a 13-point sermon. You don't have to know all the details of how to lead a person in the baptism of the Holy Spirit. All you got to do is give what you got. All of us have more. Jesus is known for taking the little that people have and making much out of it. It doesn't have to be anything fancy. It could just be, I'm here with you. I'm here for you. Let's just pray. Let's just ask God. That right there ministers to so many people that somebody cares enough to ask God on their behalf. They may be so confused and caught up in their problem, they can't even see to go to God. Talking about a fellow Christian, they can't even see to go to God. They're so engulfed in the problem. And your witnessing can be merely saying, would you mind if I prayed with you? Sure, because when you pray and you take them to the throne of God, it will make a difference. It will make a difference. Remember, witnessing is not this big, hard, difficult thing. We read these books and we see them in a bookstore, how to be a good witness, how to be this. All you got to do is share what you've got. Don't let those books intimidate you into believing I don't have anything. I can't share it like brother so-and-so. I can't give a good testimony. Just share what you've got. Witnessing about Christ is the same thing as witnessing about OJ or witnessing about the days of our life or witnessing about Geraldo Rivera's show this morning or Sally Jesse Raphael's show. All you're doing is being a witness of what happened. And you can definitely be a witness of what happened in your life. You can definitely tell somebody else about what happened in your life. I was down and discouraged. I went to church one day and a pastor talked about this and this might help you. See, you don't have to be like, oh, I've got the exact answer. You just say, this might help you. And you just give it to them. You just say, well, you know, the pastor talked about 3 points. If you get with a fellow Christian and you happen to know he's spiritually constipated, but he doesn't know it, you know, you can say, you know, I was at church service one day and I heard something about sometimes people can feel depressed when they got too much of the word and they're not giving it out. But how can you be depressed having too much of the word? You can never have too much of the word. You can if you don't give it out, because these earthen vessels can only hold so much before they explode. And you begin to feel tight. You begin to feel angry at God. That's the way it was with me when I was caught like that in a position like that where I had not been given out. I was used to being in places where I had to minister once a week in a nursing home.
Today's message has been armed for battle, but unwilling to fight.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, 2 blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
GHS Custom Woodwork Incorporated, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is a